Chris and Kira on 2FM.
The Galway player is on the phone with us. Let's give him a big round of applause. Hello, Galway player.
Excuse me if I don't. Is that okay if I refrain from clapping? I think the Galway player would also understand that.
Okay, well, Galway player, as always, a very solitary clap from me.
In fairness, he probably would know a lot about having the clap.
Oh, Kira, that is disgraceful.
Oh, I just went there.
Galway player, sue Kira for saying
that. I'm giddy tonight.
Oh. That is so harsh. Oh, my God. She's just excited to be talking to me. So I'll excuse her this time.
To be honest with you, Galway player, I think that may be what it is. You know, like typical schoolgirl pretending she's not interested. She loves it. Don't you, Kira?
Oh, yeah, I do. I love every bit of it.
Yeah. I have audio of you saying that now, which is good.
Okay, Chris, but no, not tonight.
Okay, that's why I have audio of you saying that now as well.
Oh, my God!
Hey! Not like I'd need audio of you saying that. I think it's pretty obvious. But anyway, look, never mind that. Friend of the show, and I would say, and I mean this, Ireland's top male dating expert, in the words of many, myself included, and the words of thousands of people across Ireland, he is Ireland's top male dating expert. He is, of course, the Galway player. He comes on every week, and he gives us advice on how we can be players, such as himself. Now, his website is thegalwayplayer.com, thegalwayplayer.com, and his Twitter is @GalwayPlayer, simply @GalwayPlayer. It's wonderful. I tell you what, you head on there, you get a lot of advice, a lot of experience from this man. And every week, the Galway player comes on, and he gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players, how they can be true Lotharios, true ladies' men, just like himself. And I'm telling you, ladies, this is not a wasted experience for anyone. Because think about it. The Galway player's on. He's given the team talk to the men. But you get to hear everything. You get to be in the dressing room too. So this is a wasted experience for no one, I can assure you. All right. But firstly, actually, I'm sorry. Before we get down to business, let's have some pleasantry. Galway player, how are you this evening?
Not too bad now, Chris. All good. Can't complain.
Excellent. You know what? I don't know if this is related to what you're going to be talking about, but some news came out there. I don't think either myself or yourself have even as much of a chance as we have thought.
Boys,
with the Roses of
Tralee. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot about this. When, you know, the news broke, of course, that the Roses of Tralee came out as gay and everyone was delighted and it was fantastic.
Yes.
Do you know what came to my mind?
Yeah.
What came to my mind was, ha, Chris Green, and ha, Galway player. There, the two of you were last Thursday, you know, thinking about who would stand a chance with, you know, the current Rose.
Hey, there was a reason for that now.
We even had a former Rose of Tralee on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fantastic. And I tell you something, my Sunday was made for so many reasons when I found out that the gorgeous Rose of Tralee is indeed gay.
Well, look, to be fair now, the reason we were discussing that was because Paddy Power, of course, I think Europe and one of the world's biggest bookmakers, if not the world's biggest bookmaker, had odds on the Galway player and I to be the next Rose of Tralee's boyfriend. And of course, that isn't going to pan out in any way now. But look, Galway player, what can you do about that, you know?
Well, never say never, Chris. I mean, I have
okay.
an androgynous appeal. I mean, straight guys have turned around to me and said, listen, I'm not gay, but I would.
Yeah.
You know, I have that look. So, you know, I haven't met Marie yet, so there's no point in writing anything off.
See, this is it. You are so magnetic and charismatic.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, first of all, not even fair play to her for coming out. Fair play to her for being who she is, okay?
Sure, yeah.
She's a magnificent, beautiful-looking lady. From what I hear, talking to her friends and finding out a few things about her, she seems to be a terrific person as well. So I'm looking forward to meeting her and seeing how we get on eventually.
Okay, well, look, hey,
Still.
I mean, look, you can't fault him for that,
fairness. He probably sees it as a challenge.
Sure, exactly. Well, look, there you go, Galway player. Typical straight man attitude as well. I could change her, man. Give her one night with me, she won't be a lesbian anymore, definitely. But anyway, look, never mind that. Of course, Galway player, you're always on because we always learn from you. We always learn how to be players such as yourself. We learn, I think, as well, self-development. I mean, we learn it all from you. So what is it we're going to talk about this week? What are we going to learn about?
Okay, well, we're going to bring it back to basics this week. I'm going to talk about something very important and give a few tips on first dates. Okay?
Sure. This is good. I mean, we can all do it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, this is an area that I'm an expert on. I go on so many first dates. So it's one thing that I can guarantee, you know, I am one of the top at. Second dates, not so much. But first dates, yeah, I'm pretty good at talking about those. So I'm going to give a few tips on them tonight. A few do's and don'ts and suggestions for first dates and dispel a few theories as well.
Galway player, before we go on, if you don't mind me asking though, is it not, and I'm just simply floating this out there, obviously you know I'm a big fan of yours, is it not academically fair to say that maybe it's a bad sign that you go on such a high volume of first dates? Is that not perhaps a bad mark against your character?
No, I don't see how that is. You know, you have to take these girls out, wine them, dine them. It's like shopping, Chris. You know, as I keep telling my mother who wants me to settle down, you don't buy the first shirt you see. You have to go and try lots and lots of different ones on.
Wow.
So, eventually, if I ever do decide to give up being the amazing singleton that I am, I'll know exactly what type of girl, and I will be an unbelievable boyfriend because of all the experience I have with these past ladies.
Would that, you've tried on a lot of shirts at this point with that analogy, I guess. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, look, excuse me, let's not derail this. You have some tips for us for when we're going on first dates. I would like to know this, Galway player.
Absolutely, okay. So the first thing is, ask girls out. I mean, so few people go on dates. We all watch the American shows and they're always asking people out on dates and going out on dates, yet it's rarely done in Ireland. Now, I've often told you before that anticipation is the greatest of all human emotions. So if you ask a girl out and say, I would like to bring you out on a date next Friday, okay, she has a few days to look forward to this. It builds up. She feels special. She has something to look forward to talk about to the girls, to visualize you and her together on a night out. So it's an absolutely terrific way of impressing a woman. Instead of saying, I'll be out later, might see you in the nightclub, and bumping into her in Supermax at 3:30 in the morning, you build this up. So asking girls out on a date, sure, you know, you get blown off the odd time, but more often than not, you end up getting blown.
I'll tell you, before you said that, there's something very sexy about a man that is confident enough to pick up the phone and ask you on a date.
Sure. So that's kind of, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so
that is very sexy.
When there's a deadline and when, as the Galway player said, you can be anticipating it, you can be looking forward to it, and as opposed to this kind of submissive, non-committal,
I don't know. Maybe I'll see you, I suppose. There is
nothing as sexy as a guy that locks it down and has the confidence, the balls, to ask you out.
There you go. Galway player, you're off to a flying start. Kira agrees. What else can we do on a first date to make sure it goes well?
Okay, well, I'll give you a few do's and don'ts, you know, when you are going on the date. Because, I mean, it's the time of year. The weather is getting bad. You know, the evenings are drawing in. So, you know, the Champions League is coming back, but you have the other evenings of the week to have a girlfriend. So a lot of guys are thinking of settling down for the winter.
Sure.
So, basically, a few do's and don'ts. One of them would be dress to impress. Now, I've talked about fashion sense. I am renowned around Galway City for my superb sense of style, but a lot of fellas are absolutely clueless. What I'd recommend is, now with mobile technology and everything, it's so easy to send a Snapchat or, you know, a Facebook or a photograph to one of your friends, probably a girl, to get an honest opinion. Okay, Chris, you wear certain things that gain, you know, notoriety internationally.
Yes, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, certain tops, if you were going on a date, what I'd recommend is, you know, Kira knows her stuff and she's not afraid to tell it like it is. So send a quick picture to her and say yes or no for the
date. I agree with you. I could not agree more. We need, all men, I think, except for kind of men who really have it down, like the Galway player, we all need basically...
And Nicky Byrne.
We all need fashion consultants, realistically. Yeah. I completely agree. I'm terrible.
If you don't have a Gokwan in your life, get a Kira King.
Well, Kira's just as good as Gokwan.
Except you never ask me for your advice, and then when I give it to you, you don't agree with me and you argue with me that I'm wrong when in fact I'm right.
It hurts my feelings. That's what it does.
I'm not doing it to hurt your feelings.
Well, it does.
I'm doing it for you to get the ride.
Well, I suppose. Thank you, Kira. You could give that to me. But anyway, that's for another discussion. Galway player, what else could we do on a first date?
So another thing is to be interesting, okay? You need to have stories planned, okay? I was talking to a friend recently that was on a shocking first date. The topics of conversation were mind-numbing. What you have to do, some people out there are not very interesting, let's be honest. So make up stories. Steal stories from your friends. Like, I always tell women about the summer I spent in Africa helping these little kids, okay? Never, ever on the continent at all, but it sounds brilliant, you know? So you can make up stories, talking to do-gooders that you know, and manipulate them into liking you. So have interesting stories prepared for different. So if it's a teacher, you tell them that kind of story. Do you know that kind of way?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I get
prepared
it.
For different types of girls in case there's a lull in the conversation and they all make you look good.
So I know exactly what you mean. So, for example, just because Kira's here, we can use Kira as a case study. Obviously, Kira's involved in the media and everything like that. You could be like, yeah, you know, I'm the guy player. I wrote an article there for The Sun recently with Paddy Power. That kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I hear you.
A lot of guys actually do apparently pretend. I've got messages from a number of girls. Guys pretending to be me on nights out.
Oh, that is disgraceful.
That's kind of cool too. But only please do it if you're really good looking and really... interesting.
Well, of course, yeah. We don't want your brand being hurt now, do we? You know, exactly.
And more importantly, make sure the girl is hot. Don't be taking my name in vain if you're chatting up the
swamp. Taking my name in vain. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, you know what? These are all solid tips. I mean, anything else?
Yeah, guys should pay. And it's old-fashioned, but guys should pay for the drinks or for a meal on a first date. You know, just take control of the situation. As Ciara was saying there, confidence. And the manly man is really sexy and appeals to girls. So if you have the confidence to say where you're going, when you're going, name it. Don't say, oh, it's up to you, or what does that suit you? All this pussyfooting about is not attractive. Girls want a domineering guy that's confident enough in his own self to be able to declare when and where they're going.
No, I see exactly what you mean. And some people may say that that's antiquated or that's outdated, but I'm sure there is something for anybody, no matter what your worldview is on gender roles, about a man who just says, know what, I'm in charge of this. This is the time we're meeting at. I'll pay. That kind of stuff, Ciara, right?
Yeah, no. Well, you see, it depends on the type of girl as well. Some girls absolutely love that. Some girls would be more like 50-50 type thing.
Sure.
But honestly, for me, I'd like that. I'd like... Okay, before I say
for
I
don't a first
wanna...
date, I don't. You don't want to be dating a freeloader, and but at the same time, you're gonna make a good. You want to make a good impression on the first date, and you know, set the roles and the tone for the relationship going forward.
Sure, no, I agree. That makes total sense.
So another important do is have an exit strategy planned. So in case things are going pear-shaped, have a way out. For example, very recently I was in the bar. Saw a friend of mine on a date, went and said hi, got a text message about half an hour later, please save me. So
sure.
Being the hero and the gentleman that I am, I went up to her, looked into her eyes and said, listen, I just have to get this off my chest. I'm really sorry about giving you chlamydia at the time. It's cleared up and I walked off.
Well, that probably wasn't the best way to get her out of it, but it still got her out of it nonetheless, I'm sure.
Well, it was the last time she saw him, so
yeah,
I mean,
say
you know,
so, yeah. All right.
I'm that kind of a good friend.
You are.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't appreciate that.
No, well, look here. I mean, you don't appreciate a good thing when you see it, evidently. But look, Galway player, do you have one more thing for us before you go?
Okay, well, I have a few good tips for dates.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so first of all, you don't want to set the bar too high. If you go all out on the first date, she's going to expect that all the time. So set the bar pretty low. So a few standard dates, bring her to the pub. It's fine. Okay?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Go bowling. See, she won't be getting overly dressed up, so you're going to see what she's like. You know, a lot of times, you go on a date with a bird, and with push-up bras and makeup, now you don't really know what a girl looks like till the next morning
sure.
when she rolls over.
Be deceptive, of course, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Comedy gigs are brilliant. They put both of you in good form. You get to see your sense of humour. Like, Chris, would you believe there's girls out there that don't get my sense of humour, don't appreciate it?
I can't, but I couldn't
weirdos
imagine
like that. You need to isolate.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you need to get them out of the running very quickly.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And the cinema is a fantastic day.
Do you think so?
A lot of people will give out about this. Okay, right, think about it. With social media now, with Tinder, Plenty of Fish, all these different dating sites, people can manipulate their photos. So it's happened to a lot of friends of mine in the past for this. Turn up thinking they're meeting this hot girl and she turns out to be absolutely shocking, a hound. So if you're in the cinema, it's a dark place, you get to look at the film anyway, so you get a film out of it and then you can avoid her. Whereas if you plan a date in public in a restaurant or something, you're spending a fortune on her, or you're out in a pub where all your mates are going to see her and she turns out to be an absolute mucker, then you're in trouble. So from that point of view, the cinema is a safe enough first date, you know.
There's no expectation. It's very low commitment. I mean, it's only the cinema. You're not exactly going to be having sex with her or anything anyway. I see. Yeah, I get
this
you.
This is it. And that's another thing, okay? Girls, it's perfectly fine to have sex on the first date.
Sure.
Guys, don't be expecting sex on the first date, because if a girl likes you, she is more than likely going to hold out for the first few nights. It can happen. It generally does happen. But if you are expecting a relationship, hold out. She probably won't put out on the first night. But girls, on the other hand, you know, if the date doesn't go well, what's a bit of fun, you know?
Well, look, that is a surprisingly progressive attitude.
Each to their own.
Yeah, exactly. A very progressive message to finish the chat with the Galway player on. Galway player, I love it. Those are all solid pieces of advice. I mean, I don't think any of us could argue with those. And you know what? There is much more of this wisdom and good advice and life advice on, of course, the Galway player's website, galwayplayer.com, thegalwayplayer.com, thegalwayplayer.com. And as well as that, his Twitter is at Galway player. Go online, give him a follow. Galway player, thank you for coming on with us this evening.
The pleasure, as always, Chris.
Well, as always, I mean, in fairness, of course. Chris and Kira on 2FM.